SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Point is airing this Tuesday, the 15th of October at 7:30 p.m. for its last episode of this season. And joining me to explore the season, especially this last episode, is The Point co-host Jean-Paul Janke. Jean-Paul, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Always good to have a chat.
Yeah, now this episode airs one day after the one-year anniversary of the failed referendum. First of all, how are you going and how are you feeling about this?
Yeah, you're right. It's a year on from the failed referendum from October last year. And our show and our series was, I think, strategically planned out that we would end our road trip this year to end up with our last show on the anniversary, really to get the mood of the nation and especially our First Nations communities in what they see are the issues that are still there post-referendum and also how they're feeling post-referendum. Of course, there's still a lot of disappointment in the outcome of the referendum in First Nations communities, but there are people who have taken... there are some positives out of the referendum, but... in all, people are still disappointed and hurt, I think, and feeling pain from the outcome of the referendum.
Yeah, the heart is there, but the community is still resilient and are still powering on. The issues will not go away and the fight will go on. And to this, in this episode, you have a really outstanding guests. I'll name just a few, one or two of them. You've got Joshua Kramer, Rekisha Finesa, Vonda Malone, Marjorie Anderson, really powerful guests. What can you tell us about their intervention in the show?
Yeah, look, we got together some really key players in the lead up to the referendum, post-referendum, and those that represent sort of different elements of our communities. Joshua Kramer and Vonda Malone, they're both on the Queensland Government's Treaty and Truth-Telling Inquiry that is currently happening in Queensland. So we wanted them on the show to talk about where we are with treaty and truth-telling, particularly in Queensland. Some of the fears they've got because of the results last year in the referendum and how that will impact the inquiry moving forward. The opposition of in Queensland, which the polls suggest will be in power in the next 2 weeks, have already said that they will wind back the path to treaty in Queensland. So important to have them on to see what their way forward is and hopefully what they see as the continuation of that inquiry. Rekisha Finesa is a young First Nations woman from Townsville. She's a key player in the Youth Council of Townsville. So having her on really to talk about what are young people feeling 12 months on from that referendum. And Kerry O'Brien. Kerry O'Brien is a political commentator. He's had over 5 decades commentating on politics, but was a campaigner in the Yes campaign. So we really wanted to get him to outline what he sees as some of the political legacies 12 months on from the referendum and really discuss, I suppose, what non-Indigenous people are also feeling who are disappointed from the outcome of the referendum.
No, the heart, the heart was really widely felt across communities, especially considering there was so much expectation. And then the very reason why actually this referendum was called is what you just explained, the current truth-telling commission in Queensland that the opposition wants to wind back, because it's always one step forward, two steps backwards. This was the reason, the purpose for having this first referendum to move forward.
Yeah. And look, many communities and First Nations leaders are looking towards the national conversation and looking at the federal government and its previous commitment to implement all the elements of the Uluru Statement from the heart. And of course, that commitment was going to a referendum on constitutional recognition, which didn't get up. But there are still two other elements of that statement, which is treaty and truth-telling. And a lot of First Nations people are asking, well, where are we at that? There seems to be a bit of a go slow or a bit of a quiet atmosphere when it comes to maintaining that commitment by the federal government.
One last question. This is the last episode, and it's the only one that will be held in studio because every other episode was shot on country.
Yeah, absolutely. We were able to travel almost 14,000 kilometres this year, going back out to some First Nations communities to highlight what the issues are in those communities, but also their aspirations in moving forward from a referendum, also to get their views on the last 12 months post-referendum. And it was a fantastic journey. You know, communities opened up to conversation. They opened up to NITV, and they welcomed us into their homes and their schools and their workplaces and their communities. It was a fantastic opportunity, I think, for us to tell their stories and amplify their voices into a national conversation.
This is the last episode. I just said it was my last question, but I can't help but ask, can you give us a teaser of maybe what to expect next year when the point comes back for a new season?
Oh, look, next year I think it'll be, again, going back out to our First Nations communities. But importantly, in the first half of the year, we have a federal election. So we look to probably come back very early to be part of that conversation into a federal election, and really put forward the aspirations and issues that First Nations communities want the government or the opposition to commit to in that federal election, which is due sometime around May 2025.
Jean-Paul Janki, thank you very much. And again, and congratulations for bringing to us week in, week out, very powerful reports from a First Nations perspective.
Yeah, thank you so much. Always great to chat. And thanks for your support throughout the year.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.